Homeless by Elsie Schmid Noak. Read by Beverly Bremers. An impatient driver beeped at the woman shuffling along in the supermarket parking lot. Anyone bothering to look at her would assume she was on a necessary errand. She was arguing with herself, punctuating the discussion with crisp chops of her hand and nods which fluttered her scarf. The automatic doors opened, blowing hot air as she entered, followed by bag boys pushing snakes of wheeled carts. Myrtle patted her cheap handbag and rummaged for her shopping list. It was all she had after those hoodlums stole her leather purse last week.
"You gotta carry a purse," Gladys had said. "And carry a shopping bag so you don't look suspicious. Take a buggy and walk like you got business there. You gotta look legit."
She grasped a cart. The handle was damp, making her shiver. She was always cold since she started living on the street, but Gladys showed her ways to keep warm. But the noises at night frightened her, and nibbling, crawling little animals with their shiny, beady eyes nearly drove her crazy.
"Hey, lady," said Gladys the night they met, "let's we scare those critters."
She bent awkwardly and handed Myrtle a squatty candle stuck in a tin can.
"You can even warm up things over candles," she said.
When they got to know each other better, Gladys got a post office box for her social security check, which never lasted past the third week of the month. Gladys was slightly taller than Myrtle, black and plump, with tattered clothes and a lopsided grin. She'd worked as a cleaning woman for most of her life, but few of her ladies paid the social security tax, so her monthly check was pitifully small. Her hands cracked with the cold and damp, but her brown eyes sparkled. Gladys had had a stroke and still had trouble with her left leg. She used a cane, but she'd watched out for Myrtle after she found her cowering in a closet in an abandoned building. She took her scavenging behind supermarkets in search of food.
"Look at this sandwich,"
said Gladys. She stuck it in her bag. Myrtle held back, afraid to dig in where flies buzzed and rats scrabbled underfoot. When Gladys handed her a delicious apple, she rubbed it on her sleeve and succumbed. They returned daily, always finding something edible. Until yesterday. It was a nice clear day, no sign of rain.
"We'll find something special today," said Myrtle. "Something sweet. I miss sweet things."
"Oh no, look,"
said Gladys, pointing. They watched an overalled man spraying the dumpster with a foul liquid.
"Keeps the rats away,"
he said with a smile. They hated him.